אנחנו לומדים בכתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 112 את המאמר מבוא לספר הזוהר.
Forward the book of Zohar, item 34. Let it not surprise you that you find such a conduct in our corporeal perception too. Take our sense of sight, for example. We see a wide world before us, wondrously filled. But in fact, we see all that only in our own interior. In other words, there is a sort of photographic machine in our hindbrain which portrays everything that appears to us and nothing outside of us. He has made for us there, in our brain, a kind of polished mirror that inverts everything seen there, so we will see it outside our brain, in front of our faces. Yet, what we see outside of us is not a real thing. Nevertheless, we should be so grateful to His providence for having created that polished mirror in our brains, enabling us to see and perceive everything outside of us. For by this, He has given us the power to perceive everything with clear knowledge and attainment, and measure everything from within and from without. Without it, we would lose most of our perception. The same is true with a godly will concerning godly perceptions. Even though all these changes unfold in the interior of the receiving souls, they nevertheless see it all in the giver himself, since only in this manner are they awarded all the perceptions and all the pleasantness in the thought of creation. You can also deduce this from the above parable. Even though we see everything as being in front of us, every reasonable person knows for certain that all that we see is only in our own brains. So are the souls. Although they see all the images in the giver, they have no doubt that all those are only in their own interior and not at all in the giver.
Questions?
Questions? You don't want to ask?
There
are many things I don't understand here, Rav.
I believe you.
First of all, he talks about our sense of sight, that we see a wide world before us, wondrously filled. This already, that's not what I see. Oh, the wondrously filling.
Yeah, we see a world, universe. Forget about Earth, what people messed up, but look at nature. Everything still, vegetative, animate, look at those systems, how are they working? Before a person, before man enters and messes things up, look what's happening. Nevertheless, it's a huge, perfect whole system. You know, yesterday in Guadalajara, in Mexico, This is a tropical place, right? From above, really, from the heavens. There appeared 2 meters of snow. It's unbelievable. I know this place well. I've been there a few times. We had a big congress there and all of that. They've never seen snow, these people. So we're not talking about such phenomena where man is bringing the end of a small world. It's good that we were only given a small planet of Earth to corrupt. But all the rest, look at those systems. These are massive systems. They're all aimed in this way. What are you talking about? But here we're talking about the perception of reality. And the fact that you can't see and you don't understand and you can't grasp. Okay, each one flows according to his own flaws.
That's clear, but what should I do with this gap? What I see is the complete opposite.
No, it's not pretty.
Absolutely. What to do with this gap?
To correct yourself.
Okay.
You're asking, I'm answering.
Okay.
Okay, is okay, or...
Okay, I got the answer, now we need God's help. Okay, besides that, he says one more thing, that whatever I see outside is my interior.
Yeah. There is nothing on the outside. You have a feeling. Don't divide it into something that's outside of you and something that's inside of you. Say it like this. Everything I feel, I feel. And I feel it as things as outside of me and inside of me. But this is I who feels, and there's nothing that's outside or inside, rather everything is inside my feeling. And the feeling is entirely in me. There's nothing that's outside of my feeling. And the feeling is in me. What are you looking at me like that for?
It's hard to perceive this thing.
No, I said it very clearly. Where do you grasp all of reality?
In my feeling.
Where is that feeling? Where is it? Behind that block of cement?
No.
So where? Here, up here, inside. So what do you want? So everything is inside. That's why he says every logical person. You don't have to be a Kabbalist.
Meaning, if I see something for which I feel indifferent, is that also a feeling?
Okay, that's psychology. I'm indifferent, not indifferent. They'll give a little prick, you'll stop being indifferent. We're not talking about that. We're talking about perception.
So the perception of reality is a feeling.
Yeah.
And the desire change?
The desire change is that you'll understand that everything that you see outside of you is not outside of you, but in your feeling inside.
And the gap between what I want and what I have, is that the prayer? That's the inner request?
This is in addition, he's not talking about it here.
Okay, so not to talk about it.
He's just saying, get used to the idea that everything you see, identify, think, feel, in general, and you see the whole world, all of reality, including the Creator, including the wisdom of Kabbalah, including everything, it's all inside of you. That's it. If you could completely, let's say, if this thing were possible, if you disappear, then the world disappears with you. There's nothing. There's nothing. That is clear, right?
He says that it's not a real thing. Whatever I see outside of me is not real. What does he mean by that?
Because you are painting it inside your brain. And I'm telling you that a dog that you also paint in your brain, it paints in his brain a different world than the one you paint inside your brain.
But we're saying we're not ascribing any action to people. The system portrays a world outside of me. Why do we say it's
not
real? Why isn't it real?
It's not a real thing in the sense that it's not present before you. Rather, it's all in you. I'm now talking to you, and you are in my brain.
Okay, I got it. So what's not real is it's not outside, it's inside.
Yeah, the whole world is inside of me. Except the Creator arranged it in such a way that, and we will discover it as He discovered that all of it is truly so. Now, although scientifically we can understand that this is so, but to discover it in our senses that this is so, and why he did it, and in what way he arranged such a perception, we will discover that.
Okay, one more question. He says that everything is in the giver. He says that so, even though all the images are seen in the giver, they have no doubt about it all. It's inside. Nothing is in the giver himself.
Yeah, towards the Creator. That there's no such thing that you discover something and it's outside of you. Now, the question is, where do such phenomena come to appear in you? Who is causing that? And where is he, if you can say it? You know, he's also in me. Okay. And all these phenomena take place in me and they depend on that cause, that factor. Is that independent? So it turns out that the Creator is also such a discernment that exists inside a person. And the fact that we discover Him, the Creator, that is in us, who is the cause of everything, we discover the center of reality. And everything is concluded with that.
And the Creator that acts on me is outside of me?
No.
I discover Him inside, but is He outside of me?
No, why? There's no such thing that He's revealed outside of me. Where can I discover anything that is outside of me?
The Creator that activates me is inside me as well?
Necessarily. There's nothing outside of me.
Okay.
Meaning, what kind of dialogue, what kind of connections, communications within us, with a group, and in general, this is just how I arrange myself inside of myself, and that's it. And until we reach that state of being as one man in one heart, and this is how we realize the correction.
Rav, can you explain, please, why when you feel others, the moment you start feeling them, it broadens your perception of reality? How are these things related?
Because by that you are arranging your inner systems for perceiving, for scrutinizing, and that's why the perception of reality gets organized.
Excuse me, Rav, I still didn't get it.
By organizing my relationships with my friends, let's say, with the 10, by that I organize the system by bringing it into a homogeneous, coherent system. I arrange myself, my mind, my heart, into a state where I have a vessel that is in my hand, seemingly. I understand what's going on. And that's why inside this vessel, I later perceive all of reality and I know it is mine. And when we all come closer to be as one man in one heart, by that I arrange my external perception of reality that as I have in my imaginary world, in my imaginary perception, and I arrange it into a true perception inside of me. And by that I close the gap between the two worlds, the imaginary one and the real one. And it's all through the 10.
You answered my second question. Thank you very much.
Nice.
It's still pretty confusing, this matter of everything is outside, but it's actually inside. Because
he says that every person with common sense can say that. How can it be outside if you perceive it inside?
The fact that the feeling is inside, that's clear, but it's affected from an external factor.
You can say that, but if I close my eyes, I don't see it. Is there something in my brain? No. So until the rays of light enter my eye and arrange this picture in my brain, there's no picture in my brain. Meaning there has to be something outside, there has to be photographed and appear inside, and then I grasp it, right? That's what you...
Yes.
Okay, that's what everyone see.
But the things that came from outside and perceived in your eye, they came from somewhere.
I agree with you. Okay. I'm also from this world. And in truth, this is how we see how the eye works. What's next?
So it is external, ultimately?
That's why he's writing to you. That it appears to us that there is something outside, and it enters the eye, and then the brain, and there we see everything. What's happening outside of the eye? It's an incorrect perception. Rather, everything is inside the brain.
Including the external effect?
Including that external influence. I see you, you are, imagination.
That's not clear. I'll take an example.
You can't comprehend that. I understand. Where does it come from? From the sin of the tree of knowledge, from Adam Rishon. Not the guy who lived 6,000 years ago and discovered the wisdom of Kabbalah. From Adam, not maybe more correctly to say, it's the system that was complete and whole. Everything was closed inside the system. And when that system blew up and disintegrated and parts flew in all directions, then there's this corrupt connection between all the parts. So each one sees all the others not inside of him, but seemingly outside of him, to the extent of the ego that works in him. And that's why we see a picture of the outside world.
So each one is the system in itself. He's Adam Rishon. Everyone?
Each one is a part of Adam Rishon. And he has to correct himself. And when he does, he sees that everything is inside of him. But until the general end of correction, nevertheless, even Kabbalists have the same perception of reality as us, even though they corrected themselves. So they understand what's happening, as Baal Sulam writes. But they're also in seeing the perception of reality through our eyes.
The external picture is inside me, and also what processes this picture is in me.
Yeah.
Can we say that one part of the desire processes the other part of the desire, and this split is because of the shattering? It was made there?
Yeah. But not that one inner part remained and it's correct. Also, the inner part is corrupt.
That's clear.
The inner and the outer. But by connecting all the parts together, everything returns into one picture where there's no internality and externality.
Can I ask about the patsuf, this split? Is it related to the separation that was in Tzimtzum Bet, that the part, one part is outside of the vessels of reception?
No, this is really the shattering. This is only by the shattering. We'll learn about it. We'll reach the part about Adam Rishon, and we'll learn all these phenomena.
Thank you. He writes that we should reach gratitude, that the Creator is the one who made this picture with the mirror. What should we be thankful about?
This is a part of gratitude for the shattering. That through the shattering, we became creatures separate from the Creator, disconnected from Him, and able to acquire such perception that reveals to us the what we see, the senses. Beforehand, we were disconnected from reality. We would see this world, which is imaginary. And then we'll understand, why is it called imaginary? It truly does not exist. It only appears to us outside of us, and we are in it. And I've seen an upside-down world. This is the meaning of discovering that the whole world is inside of me, and that's why it's upside down.
Why is this? Does this sight, seeing that, causes me happiness? I'm thankful about it.
Well, first of all, it's the truth. When a person rejoices when it comes to the truth. Creator created us and placed a point of truth in us. So it's a point on top of which the shame can grow. Well, I disagree. Right, a person disagrees with how he does not feel the truth. And to the extent he is inclined towards the truth, that's his height, his size, the level of the Adam in him, in me. With our ego, it's for that truth.
What's the relationship, the relation between the will to receive and the five senses? The will to receive and the five senses. According to the will to receive, it relates to what, meaning on the one hand, the will to receive activates the senses. If you don't have a will to receive, the senses are not activated, and the perception from the senses depends on the desire and the will to receive. And after he does perceive, he can criticize or examine them, etc. It seems as if the five senses are something physiologic, right? Something that's related to the... Well, you can say it's channels. And the will to receive is a spiritual thing. The will to receive is the receiver. Yes. Okay? No. You're a guest, but it's not the same guest. Okay, ask, Corny. White shirt for a Saturday. So, suppose I reach the correct inner perception. I see that everything's inside, but I still feel the suffering that's in me. I don't have any pleasures at the moment. I only feel the torments. So what's changed? I have the right inner perception. Everyone's inside my Kli. But all the sufferings of my own or the world, Kli's friends, they're... So what are you asking? I don't understand your question. These torments cause you to see the truth. You have to be thankful. Without them, you just agree to what you saw, and that's it. Without these sufferings, we would accept these pictures we see, just like any dog looking at the world. Okay, he sees the world, nothing, no response, only responds to the things he sees in his plate. And nothing besides that, nothing really interests him. The fact that you respond to everything, it's for you to reach the right perception of reality. And for a created being, you can only have the right kind of perception of reality from one thing and its opposite. When you're sorry about something, and then you're happy about it. And the gap between sorrow and gladness is what gives you the feeling, the emotion. And the emotion is something you examine by the system. How true it is or untrue regarding the society, or how much it is pleasant or not pleasant for yourself. And that's how you advance. Or maybe you only feel good or bad and you don't want to feel anything besides that, or you examine it with respect to the society. Is it good or is it bad for us? For the formation of this society. And that's the only thing I yearn for. But how does that help? That it's in me. The feeling is the same. The suffering is even greater because I have the world's glee suffering inside in addition to my own. That's right. So how does that help me? There's a verse, if you add knowledge, you add pain. You're asking what has been asked in the past. It helps you because it makes the scrutiny faster. So the scrutiny is the source of everything? Not exactly. That's not the only thing that exists, but there's some more. Okay. Let's read a bit more. Where are we? Item 35. Well, where is that? Item 35 is a long one. Oh boy, no, we're not going to read that. Any more questions about 34? We have Peter. We can't hear you.
Слышно сейчас?
Да.
Now we do.
Добрый день всем. В первую очередь представляется.
Hello everyone. First of all, it seems that this subject, in itself, from the point of view of dissemination, we could reach circles of scientists, etc., because this is what they're looking for, and this subject of perception of reality is something we haven't realized all the way. On the other hand, if we take some means, suppose what a person feels at the moment. He has some relation to a question, and as a result, some inner impression is built in him. And as a result, he starts acting. So what turns out, if I understand it correctly, they build this transition between the attitudes and they change it. If you wouldn't have the torments, you wouldn't have any changes. That's why there's no point in focusing in the suffering itself. Add this attitude, and I change the attitude, and this attitude will change my feeling, and the feeling will change an action in me. This action will lead to a new result. Is this correct, the way I understand things?
Let's say for now, yes.
So, if this is the way things happen, then it turns out that in the 10, everyone has his relation, attitude towards someone and to everyone together. So this change of attitude in general, that's all we do with respect to that?
Shma, ani adayin lo misugal ledaber barur al kol hadvarim haele itchem ki atem lo tofsim.
Listen, I can't talk to you about all this because you can't perceive it. We have to talk more and more. And bit by bit, this will clarify. It will clarify bit by bit. It can't clarify in your brains. It's just that the perception of reality, the spiritual one, we're coming closer, will make it clear. It's not... It won't help us to argue about it, and also I don't want to explain about it anymore because you won't understand me. But I'm impressed by your questions, and actually it's good. Just as the verse goes, I've learned from all my students. How can I learn from the students? It's from their questions, specifically from their questions that I want to scrutinize them. Then I have a big addition as a result. But let's stop it now. Haifa. The way the Kabbalists write about perception of reality. If everything is in me, in my inner picture, I understand that the contentment of the Creator is only in my feeling and nothing more? Yes. So it's not real contentment. It's more like me against myself. I don't want to talk about it anymore, okay? Once you start discerning these things in a more correct way, we'll talk about it. Okay, last question from Ashkelon. Ashkelon. Rav, everything I read in item 34 is only as faith in the sages for me. Bala Sulam writes here that any person with a brain, any person with common sense, who is that? Everyone except for you. What do you want? He says it's clear, it's evident that whatever we see in our brains. If we could see how many things, I'm just asking you. Now that you're seeing your room where you're sitting, this it's a shelter? Or what? No, it's not a shelter. Okay, so study hall. Okay, so it's a nice room. Now that you're sitting, enjoying my nice lesson, all these things, where do you think you're seeing them? What's the difference between what stands before you and what really what is pictured, what the picture you see in your brains? It goes through these wires you have in the eye. You have these nerves, inner nerves of the eye. Then it goes into the brain. Then it goes through so many places and things, chemistry, electricity, and all that. Then you see a picture. Where do you see this picture? Where in your brains do you see this room where you're sitting, the table and all? Where is it? Where does it go all fit in? Just explain to me, how does it work? We don't know. Rav? Yes, so I mentioned that, first of all, I agree to it because I have faith in the sages. I believe in what Rav explains and Bala Sulam. But if I just, I go to a study somewhere outside, and they have, and I tell them that every person with a right mind, like Bala Sulam says, Bala Sulam says that anyone with brains, but who is this everyone? Only the ones who study can understand somehow by belief. Okay, so let's say we're talking about them. Okay, let's suppose we're talking about them. Okay, friends, we have something lighter and easier. We're going to ask Gosha? Gosha, come over here. No, first Gosha. I prefer Gosha first. Am I allowed to do that? Yes. Let's start with the pleasant things. The Congress. The way we're going to fly over. And how we'll dance over there and sing. A nice connection.
Bye.